A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Sadivav, Sanhedrin 96a, pagination is 191. We will start from the Gemara in the wide lines. From the widest lines start, let's count down about 7 lines. The beginning of the line is Af Ata, and then we begin. Says the Gemara, Uma b'schar arba pesios, the merit of the 4 paces, the 4 steps, Sheshilamti la'osa rasha, that I paid to that wicked one, Sherotzach ha'kevodi, he ran after my honor. And you recognize how great a reward I gave that wicked one. Ata tamia, are you really in wonderment? Kisha'ani mishalim schar la'avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, that I pay back reward to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and their descendants. Sheratzu lefonai kasusim. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so they ran in front of me like horses. I pay back their reward, and don't be in wonderment, because you see that I'm very generous, because the wicked one who made 4 paces, I paid him back generously. So there's a lot here to dissect. Let us begin by simply learning the story of the 4 paces. Let's skip a line, and at the end of the next line, Hani Dalad Pesios Mahi. What are these 4 paces that the Gemara is making reference to, that Hashem rewarded the wicked one generously? Dichsiv. Bo'esahi, it was at that time, Shalach Merodach Beladon, a king whose real name was Merodach, but he called himself Merodach Beladon, Ben Beladon. His father's name was Beladon. The Gemara later explains that his father, this Beladon, was still alive when he took the throne, but he had to take his father's place because his father, Ishtani Ape Vahava Ki Dekalba, his father had a change of appearance, and he appeared like a dog. Perhaps it's describing some mental illness. And therefore, when the son, whose real name was Merodach, took over, he called himself Merodach Beladon, by his father's name also, Ben Beladon, the son of Beladon, his father. Melech Bavel Sfarim, and this king, Merodach Beladon, is sending a letter, as we'll see, to Chizkiah. Mishum kichala Chizkiah, Vayechazek shodol leisfarim umincha. Simply because, as the psukim describes, Chizkiah got sick and he got better, so this Merodach Beladon is sending him letters. What exactly is going on? Lidrosh hamofis ashayhoya ba'aretz, because he sought to explain the wondrous event that happened in the world. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan explained. Also, Hayom Shemesbo Ochaz, the day that Ochaz, Chizkiah's father, died. Ochaz was wicked, Chizkiah was righteous. Ochaz, the father, died, and that day, Shtei Shos Haya, it only had 2 hours, the sun set very quickly, as Rashi explains. Kedei Shelo Yei Penai L'Savta U'Lekavro, there shouldn't be enough time during the day to make a big fuss with his funeral. You can imagine the royal funeral, if they had time on their hands, they would start praising him. He's the king. And it's inappropriate. Ochaz, he was the one who had a showdown with Yeshaya. He locked down the yeshiva system, and Yeshaya had to tell him, I'm going to do it anyway. But Ochaz was a wicked person. So when he died, the day was shortened. By the expression is 10 hours. How those 10 hours, 10 hours on the clock, 10 hours shows zmanios, 10 hours shorter. V'chichala Chizkiyahu, and when Chizkiyah got sick, v'itpech, and he got better, Adrinu kutshabrichu lahanach eser shoy nele. Hashem returned the 10 hours to that day, and the day had 22 hours, 12 hours plus these extra 10. What was the reason that the hours got paid back now? Does it have to do with the fact that he's being healed, and the sun extra hours gave extra healing properties, as we see in Parshas Vayishlach? Yaakov needs to be healed. Vayizrach lo hashemesh, the sun shined for him. Or is it simply that now that Chizkiyahu has a rejuvenation and he's going to be stronger and he's granted more years to his life, so that strength is symbolized by the hours that had to be taken away, Nebuch, because of Achaz, the wicked one, are being returned now because of Chizkiyahu, the righteous one. But whatever the explanation is, it was a world-noticed event. Omar, this Merodach Baladan, said, Iki Gavra ki hai, there's a person in the world that such a thing could happen for, that the sun shines special for him. V'lobo'ina l'shdure l'shlama, and I'm not sending him greetings? He's a celebrity. Kasfule, so he wrote a letter to him. Shlama l'malka Chizkiyah, peace upon you, the King Chizkiyah. Shalom lekata di Yerushalayim, peace to the city Yerushalayim. Shalom le'elokor rabba, and peace to the great God, the God of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar, safri devaladan have. Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe at the time. Ha'ishai lo'ava hosam, but at that time he wasn't there. So he was the head scribe, but he wasn't there at the time, or he was the active scribe. He wasn't there, and when he heard what happened, ki osa amaluhu hechi kasvisu, he wants to know how they wrote up the letter. Amrule, they told him, achi kasvinon, this is how we wrote it. Chizkiyah, Yerushalayim, Hashem. Amaluhu, he said to them, Karisu l'kor rabba, you're calling him the great God, v'kasvinu l'besof, and you're writing him at the end. So the Marsha delves on this statement, and it's important to recognize that there was a difference in the way people perceived deities, gods. In the nations of the world involved in idol worship, gods were there as spiritual energies to serve mankind. And mankind was not answerable to the gods. They tried to harness the energy of the gods. On the contrary, if you're going to call the Jewish God correctly, Elokei Rabba, the great God, that means we are answerable to him. He's not there to service us. We're here in service of him. He's the great one. He's the one who created. And therefore, Nebuchadnezzar, understanding that other system called Judaism, says you got to put the Jewish God first. Indeed, we find that in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram comes back from the great war, Malkitzedek greets him, as the Medrash explains, incorrectly. He talks about Baruch Avram, blessed is Avram, Uvaruch Kel Elyon, and then blessed is the God, and that's the wrong order. And Nebuchadnezzar understood that. It's the wrong order. Interestingly, a bit counterintuitive, but when we serve Hashem, we do mitzvahs, understanding that he's greater, and we're not focused on harnessing him, chas v'shalom. We're focused on all mitzvahs, harnessing ourselves in the service of Hashem. So indeed, Hashem ends up servicing us, so to speak. You'll remember the statement, Shomer Dalsos Yisrael, Hashem guards the doorways of the Jewish people, the story with the mezuzah, that a gem has to be guarded. But a mezuzah is that Hashem guards us. And Nebuchadnezzar recognized this problem in the letter, and he says you have to retract the letter. So they told him, if you want to retract it, if you're the one who realizes the problem, Karina de Igrosa iu liave parvanko, so you should be the one to implement the change. Roet pasrei, so Nebuchadnezzar started running to retrieve the letter. Kidroet arba psios, once he did four paces, Azha Gavriel v'ukme Gavriel stopped him. I don't know if Nebuchadnezzar understood why he was stopping, but Gavriel stopped him, because if he would continue, his reward would be so enormous, there would be big problems in the world. But Hashem rewarded him with generations of monarchy because of those paces that he took in tribute to the Jewish God, to Hashem. So going back to the original statement, Hashem says, you see how much I reward him for the arba pasios, for the four paces. I give this wicked one great reward. He got to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. His monarchy was so powerful. He's on the top of the world. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that ran in front of me like susim, like horses, certainly I'm going to reward them so much more. And don't be surprised that I reward Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and their children so much. Going back to that original statement, the statement was, Ratzu lefanai, they ran in front of me. You'll remember the contrast. Avram is described as hishalech lefanai, going in front of Hashem, as the commentaries explain, as opposed to Noach, who was Esu Elokim Isalech Noach. Noach went with Hashem, but that initiative, like Avram, to try to turn the world to monotheism, etc., his initiatives, that's Hisalech Lefanai, go in front of me, even ahead of me, that was unique to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The comparison to susim, like horses, needs explanation. If the Gemara uses such a term in Hashem's name, certainly there must be some comparison, not just that horses run quickly, but there's something with the horse. We find indeed in Perek Shira, Hine ke'ine avodim al yad adonehem, like the servants look to their master, ke'ine'nenu el Hashem Elokeinu ad she'yuchanenu, so we look to Hashem until He graces us, until He favors us. And that's the attribute of the horse, that he's in service of the master. The master, in turn, grooms him well, feeds him well, takes care of him well. But the horse just wants to serve the master. And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, recognizing Hashem, recognizing the role that Hashem plays in as creator, as master, etc., they only wanted to serve. And there were no strings attached to their service. Sarah wasn't promised a child. She served as a loyal servant. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's the expression in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Hashem says, Ushimi Hashem lo nodati lohem. Moshe, I'm going to show you the beauty of redemption. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did it on faith. They never saw the come-through where Hashem actually granted them the land, etc. And that's the nature of the horse as a loyal servant with tremendous energy running in front of Hashem. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.